Shalom, הקבוצות התורניות היום, הקבוצות מ-
Hello. The groups on duty today are the groups from Latin America. Let's go to Latin 4 and Latin 7.
Hola, queridos amigos. Es un placer poder hablar hoy.
Hello, dear friends. It's truly a privilege to be with you.
De estos enormes amigos.
And I speak on behalf of my gigantic ten, my great friends. I speak of the covenant that prepares us for the night, allows us to go above reason at a time of darkness.
So para no separarnos.
It's a moment where the light pulls us and we ask the Creator for the power not to separate. We have to go above all states towards the love of friends. The evil which the Creator will reveal in our hearts, we will then be able to cover with the love of friends. Each one will be able to increase, elevate the importance of the friend as though he was the greatest of the generation. And then when we get to that level where we see the friends as so great, we will ask to be like them, the Chaim friends. Latin 4.
Amigos de Latin 7, saludos de Latin 4, mis grandes amigos, aquí en sintonía con todo el...
Beloved friends, we are together, everyone, the whole world, Kli. Now the holidays are coming and they're giving us a special opportunity to invert the separation to unity in our hearts. We're going to break this inner distance, friends. Here on Galaxy, virtually, where we found the home of our connection, which is the place where the entire world Kli gathers, with an intention and power, we are searching for the upper force of love. Friends, towards Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of man's creation, the entire world Kli, all of the tens, as one man, in one heart, we are ready and we have the yearning, the power of our intentions and our direction in order to connect between us and be Israel, be worthy. This means to be Israel, that we will connect in order to give contentment to the Creator. We have everything, friends, even a virtual congress. Lech Chaim, friends.
Our excerpt from the sources is from Rabash, Article 3.
באברהם, עם אבימלך, כתוב,
all of Israel have a portion in the next world. It is written concerning Abraham and Avimelech, quote, and the two of them made a covenant, end quote. Baal Sulam asked, if two people understand that it is worthwhile for them to love each other, why should they make a covenant? How does an act of seemingly signing a contract help? What does it give us? Then he said, it gives us that when we make a covenant, we mean that since it is possible that something might separate them, they are making a covenant now. So that just as now they understand that there is love and equivalence between them, this covenant will persist even if afterwards things will come that should separate them. Still, the connection they are establishing now will be permanent. Accordingly, we should say that if afterwards things will come that should separate them, we should say that each one should go above reason and say that they will not notice what they see within reason, but go above reason. Only in this way can the covenant hold, and there will be no separation between them.
Pregunta. ¿Cuál es la importancia?
A question for a workshop. What is the importance that we should give to the covenant between us for the sake of the spiritual, of our spiritual advancement? Again, what is the importance that we should give to the covenant between us for the sake of our spiritual advancement? Let's go, friends.
It
may be said that spiritual advancement depends entirely on the covenant.
So
we, well, each one forgets about it because of his nature, but the nature of the covenant needs to remind that which is forgotten with respect to the importance and connection between us.
A person can never trust himself, rely on himself. He can only rely on a covenant, certainly in his spiritual advancement, because all of our spiritual advancement is in egoistic vessels. They're not within our hands, as we say. So the only thing we can rely on is the covenant between us, and we have to give it full importance.
So we saw it during the day. Each time when we meet, we see how we need to give back the importance to refocus our intentions. And if we didn't have these anchor points, these points to fortify the covenant that we made, then quite easily each one of us would be thrown, well, you know where.
We need to scrutinize precisely what this covenant is, because the covenant is, first of all, a covenant with the Creator. He is the one who is holding us to the extent that we are ready to truly be adhered to Him in our feeling, in our knowledge, and therefore we just have to, out of our connection, to ask to invite Him, to ask that He will be our guarantor, to us that He will be the one who is holding us, keeping us. This is our work.
Yes, the covenant has to be made of these three parts, Israel, Oraita, Kol Shabrichu, and it needs to be renewed today. There is a lesson right now, and we need to renew the covenant. We need to remind each other who to turn to and with what. And at the end of the lesson, to renew it each time.
The covenant is about awakening the love between us. The covenant is about awakening the greatness of the goal between us. We saw a beautiful example. Last evening, Zohar asked to awaken our hearts towards a certain thing, and whoop, the Creator came in, and He's filling it up. But it has to be directed correctly. It has to be for the real thing, for nothing else besides the real thing, love between us, that the Creator will be revealed.
The moment we connect or come close to the connection, we will feel the need for the covenant and also the address, who will sign it, who will testify it. It's a very natural process with love.
We need to see how we are constantly around this thing, raising the importance, speaking about it, trying to scrutinize it between us each and every time, the right form of the covenant, renewing it each time because it disappears. And every time we do it, that is the importance, that each time we remember it, each time we want to scrutinize it, each time we want to live in it.
Gracias, Señor, por tu gran misericordia y traernos a este campo que tú has
bendecido. Thank you, Creator, for your great mercy and for having brought us to this field that you blessed. Give us the power not to give up and to continue maintaining our covenant with faith above reason. Creator, give us the power to be in one heart and to remain in Ovud throughout the lesson and after it, so that through our connection we shall be a proper conduit through which your light will flow, and as a new birth will shine upon everyone and upon all the earth. Amen.